97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're back with us. Want to get straight to our guest. He is the Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Mark.
Yeah, you know what? I was just looking this morning at the murder rate in the city of St. Louis. We're at 216. That's the official number. I don't know if it's potentially higher than that or not. But we've got a big problem here in the city, and we need to continue to work toward fixing that. And I know your office has been busy on that.
Yeah, I mean, we were the first attorney general office in the country last year to announce a partnership with the feds, with the U.S. Attorney's Office, because, you know, we have to be asked to come in at a local level. Local prosecutors like Ken Gardner have jurisdiction. But we wanted to make sure we were doing everything we can. So we're working with the U.S. Attorney's Office. And from that partnership, our Safer Streets partnership, we've issued over 350 charges, things like carjackings resulting in death, drug distribution rings, assaulting law enforcement officers. So we want to do everything we can to make sure, you know, we're fighting violent crime. And in the federal level, there's actually stiffer sentences anyway. But we want to do everything we can. There's more work to do, certainly. But, yeah, people deserve to feel safe, Mark. I mean, you can't – I'm just not going to sit by. I'm from the St. Louis area. I am just not going to sit by and let this community be terrorized by violent crime. So that's why we've initiated and started this first-of-its-kind partnership with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Well, you've got people like, you know, Kim Gardner here. Her vision of keeping St. Louis safe seems to be harassing and charging homeowners who are protecting their property using the Castle Doctrine and their Second Amendment rights.
Well, it goes deeper than that, Mark. We were the first ones to call out. You know, the press didn't. The Post-Dispatch certainly didn't when she released over 130 inmates charged who were in jail. Over 36 of them, I think, were charged with really serious crimes, including, you know, holding up a restaurant owner with a gun, shooting at a cab driver. I mean, some really serious crimes. She just released and used COVID as an excuse. And then, of course, when we saw the rioting and the looting in early June, you know, she released some of those folks. We called that out. And then, you know, with the McCloskey matter, that is, I just want people, and I know you talk about it, how dangerous of a precedent that really is. The fact that a prosecutor would threaten or pursue jail time for two law-abiding citizens who are doing nothing more than exercising their fundamental right of self-defense under the Second Amendment, under our Castle Doctrine, where they're clearly entitled to protect themselves, their homes, and their property. And that's why we took the important step of entering that case, seeking a dismissal of that case. We don't represent, my office doesn't represent the McCloskeys, but I represent all 6 million Missourians.
Yes.
And you can have a chilling effect of people exercising their Second Amendment rights if she's successful, and that's why we want that case dismissed.
Well, I appreciate your attention to it. I really do. You know, there's a story in this morning, the local TV stations here in St. Louis have covered it, Eric. The Nordstrom Rack there on Brentwood Boulevard has taken plywood and covered up the glass on the front of their store, supposedly out of concern over what's going to happen after the election on Tuesday of next week. I know we may not have an answer that night, but somehow they're afraid of rioting after this election. Is this on your radar? Can you believe we're even having to discuss this?
Mark, it's ridiculous. I mean, the good news here in Missouri is that you know, we're going to know on election night. And our office just got finished this week, really, with three challenges, mostly from out-of-state organizations trying to upend our election laws that are meant to safeguard the integrity of our elections, including, you know, the notarization requirement and the things that are really important to make sure that people who are voting, we want everyone to vote, but you got to make sure that the people who are voting are actually the people who are voting. And so we were successful. Now, other states, you know, like Pennsylvania, they've not been successful. And these groups are really trying to upend the will of the people. The legislature, setting what those boundaries are for elections. They're going into court and trying to, you know, see how long they can get ballots counted. And so we don't have that problem in Missouri. So, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But I hope for the sake of the Republic that, you know, I don't heard you talking about this. We care about what the founders' vision here is, that the people can, you know, weigh in. They are this. We don't have a king. We don't have a queen. We overthrew that, you know, monarchy. And we said the people are supreme here. Right. And we have all certain rights that are protected. And government's just our shared project to protect those rights. My job as attorney general is to make sure people's rights are protected. and enforce the law. I don't think. Hopefully, we don't see that here in Missouri. I wouldn't expect that, but we'll see. I mean, the left is totally unhinged.
Yeah, that is the best description I've heard of it so far this week. I'll have to tell you that. Listen, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
You bet. We will talk to you soon. There he is. And
get more at 971talk.com.